Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and I have a one-minute question for you. I'm preaching soon on Joshua chapter 9, the Gibeonite deception, and here's a question I'd like your help with. Various kings attack the Israelites, but the people of Gibeon do not, even though they are not far away, and perhaps they could have joined in with the kings of the west, the kings on the west of the Jordan, those in the hill country on the western foothills. They go and attack the Israelites, but why don't the Gibeonites? Why not join in and create superior forces, one would imagine, and take part in a battle instead of trying the rather risky deception? What do you think is the reason for that? Drop me an email at mccx@mac.com. Leave a message wherever you see or hear this recording. And God bless. Speak again soon. Bye.